When looking at the Declaration of Independence, we note that it states the laws of nature and nature's God, that we receive our unalienable rights given unto us by our Creator, as our forefathers sought out the supreme judge of the world to implement his divine providence to establish the Declaration of Independence. Now that's interesting. We also know that our forefathers, 28 of them were Episcopalians, 8 of them were Presbyterians, 7 Congregationalists, 2 Dutch Reformed, 2 were Lutherans, 2 Methodists, and 2 Roman Catholics, 1 was unknown, and 3 were claimed to be deist, which evidence does not support. We also know that out of the 15,000 writings, letters, diaries, sermons, and other works that were written by various leading Americans from 1760 to 1805, 34% of these quotations in the framers' writings directly came from the Bible. But what preceded our forefathers? Have you ever heard of the Mayflower Compact? This was the governing document of Plymouth Colony. You ever heard of the Plymouth Rock? Or the Mayflower, that famous ship? It was written by separatist Congregationalists who called themselves saints. Later, they were referred to as pilgrims or pilgrim fathers. They were fleeing from religious persecution by King James of England. So let's look at their Declaration of Independence. It was called the Mayflower Compact. In ye name of God, amen. We whose names are underwritten, the loyal subjects of our dread sovereign Lord King James, by ye grace of God, of Great Britain, France, and Ireland King, defender of ye faith, having undertaken for ye glory of God and advancement of ye Christian faith and honor of our king and country, a voyage to plant ye first colony in northern parts of Virginia, do by these presents solemnly and mutually in presence of God and one of another, covenant and combine ourselves together in a civil body politic, for ye are better ordering and preservation and furtherance of ye ends aforesaid, and by virtue hereof to enact, constitute, and frame such just and equal laws, ordinances, acts, constitutions, and offices from time to time as shall be thought most meet and convenient for ye general good of ye colony, unto which we promise all due submission and obedience, in witness whereof we have hereunder subscribed our names at Cape Cod, ye 11 of November of ye reign of our sovereign Lord King James of England, France, and Ireland, ye 18th and of Scotland, ye 54th, Anno Domini, 1620. Folks, it's also interesting to note, across the field from where the famous Plymouth Rock and the Mayflower landed is something called the Matrix of Liberty. Now, for those that have not seen the Matrix of Liberty, I'm about to give it to you. It's an octagonal statue. On one portion of this statue is something called Faith. It is a 36-foot classical draped female standing with one foot on Plymouth Rock. She is holding an open Bible in her left hand while her right hand is uplifted to heaven. The pilgrims were children of the Reformation, with Christ as their mediator and the Bible as their source of wisdom, hence the Star of Honor on her forehead. Hammett Billings, the architect, wrote, "She looks downward as if to those she is addressing, seeming to call them to trust in a higher power." On another portion of the statue is Morality. Morality is a woman holding a tablet of the Ten Commandments in her left hand and the scroll of Revelation in her right. On the one side of the throne is the prophet Moses holding the tablets of the law and looking towards heaven, and on the other side is an evangelist writing in a book. Another portion of this statue is none other than Education. Education is a draped woman pointing to a book in her lap. The small figures in the niches to the right and left of her chair represent wisdom and youth. Another portion of this statue is none other than Law. Law is portrayed as a draped male, also holding a book. His chair is supported by Justice, a woman with scales and a sword, and Mercy. And of course, we have none other on this statue than liberty. Liberty is a...
Here we go.
When the church and the world can jog comfortably along together, you can be sure something is wrong. The world is not compromised. Its spirit is exactly the same as it ever was. If Christians were equally as faithful to the Lord, separated from the world, and living so that their lives were a reproof to all ungodliness, the world would hate them as much as it ever did. It is the church that is compromised, not the world. Catherine Booth, founder of the Salvation Army. And husband to Catherine Booth, the founder of the Salvation Army, William Booth, he rightly stated that the chief danger that confronts the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without regeneration, politics without God, and heaven without hell. Friends, prophecy fulfilled.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker, boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Just want to let you know, we got back from the Midwest doing a high school assembly. Was it yesterday? No, not yesterday, but the day before. And we had the honor of actually reaching out to the up-and-coming generation. For those that can't recognize it, it is in fact the greatest mission field that we have in this country. And it's interesting to note that over, what, $12 trillion from the American version of a lack of Christianity. Remember, nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Christ himself did. But it's interesting, they're spending $12 trillion to send missionaries into other countries from America, preaching a different gospel, of course, Galatians 1:8, that they fail to preach to their own kids in their own backyard. So I had the opportunity to do that again, number 366. And folks, we got more to come in the future here, Lord willing. And in saying that, I just wanted to say that we are doing what it is that we're called to do. And we've been doing it for the last 30 years of ministry. As I said, this is number 366 that we've done across the country in 25 different states. If you know anything of the forefathers, they spent much of their time. As a matter of fact, read the preamble, and you'll see that everything that they did was for their posterity, me and you. And yet, when we look at the young people today, they're the most overlooked. I mean, what's even crazier than that, friends, what I just told you, in parallel to the $12 trillion they spend on missionaries sending those hypocrites over to other countries, it's interesting that less than 0.5% of 1% of all the finances that go into the American version of the church, do you know that that less than 0.5% of 1% of all that money, I should say, that very a little amount, I should say, that a little amount that's been given and proportioned over to the little chicks in the trees, per se, you know, kicking the crumbs off the table, goes to the kids. And there's something seriously wrong with that. There truly is. I also have to say that this last assembly I did, man, I got to tell you, these kids were little whips. They're smart. This generation, for those that don't know, those that have given up on them, do remember that this generation, they discern like nobody's business. They're not stupid. They know that they're being lied to. They're, again, just looking for the love that so many profess to have for them, coming from 300,000 pulpits in this country that tolerate them being inundated by the illegal indoctrinations coming down from the federal government, which is a violation of the Fifth Amendment of the Bill of Rights. Again, everything I said, friends, you can't make it up, but that's where we're at today. But again, we're here to be a part of the answer. This is not only talk radio, this is do radio. I'm the only one that I think we know of across the country, not trying to be exclusive or anything, but that is not hiding behind the microphone. We actually want to get out there with the people because for me, that's the payday. And as Christians, of course, if we love the Lord and we're born of his spirit, he said, I'm going to cause you to become what? Fishers of men, Matthew 4:19, and it's exactly what we have been doing for a long time. Also read Psalm 2:8 when you get a moment. Now, friends, what I want to do is I want to pick up from where we left off concerning Monday and Tuesday of last week, and I want to pick it up again today, because again, if you don't know where you came from, you don't know where you're going. And it's important that you understand that. And why am I saying that? Because our forefathers, if you go to the Library of Congress in Washington, D.C., where they, I believe they had their original copy of the Magna Carta downstairs. Upstairs, they had the original copy of the Declaration of Independence and those documents that our forefathers established concerning the Constitution. And on the side of the building, did you all know, and again, I'm laying this to your candor because I want you to know, but did you know that it says right on the side of the building of the Library of Congress, it says, study the past. Why do they keep telling us that? Why? Because they don't want the future to repeat itself in a negative connotation. What we have to do is we have to get back, understand who we are, who our forefathers were, and emulate the Christ that we see in them. Hebrews 13:8, 13:7, forgive me, and 13:8. You can go with that as well. But again, I just want to let you know that's what we're going to be talking about. We're going to pick it up right on the other side of this break. I hope you guys all enjoyed the fact that on Saturday's show, I took out three said representatives. We've seen the crime that's going on, not just here in the state of Minnesota, but throughout the country. But I also want you to see how I am pressing and I am holding them accountable to uphold the law, because it's the said good guys that are not doing their job. Because when you looked at the left, that's the fruit of the good guys that are failing to do what they promised to do when they swore their oaths. Ecclesiastes 5:4, Numbers 32, Deuteronomy 23:23. So what I did is I had the opportunity to pull them up, and I did. We've seen the corruption with the voter fraud in the voter rolls coming out of the state of Minnesota, happening all across the country with Steve Simon here, in particular in Minnesota. Then I also brought up Ben Davis, who had brought up the articles of impeachment against Tim Walz, and now Keith Ellison. So, folks, we got two of them. And when asked, why is it that you come to this conclusion, he said, because you kept pushing me to do this. Well, it's not just me pushing you to do it. It's reminding you of what you promised to do concerning your oath. And then what we also did is I had a third said representative, Senator Eric Lucero, on the radio program with us too, creating bills when he doesn't need the bills, by the way, because the bills are mute because it's already law concerning treason. But what we've seen is Eric Lucero trying to press for the enforcement of the law to stop the illegals from coming into Minnesota. And then what we've seen is we've seen what you have been led to believe are the left, you know, the Democrats. Again, they were saying that they don't care. They're not there about the law. No, what they're doing is confirming the fact that they're guilty of treason. And I don't know if you guys are all aware of the fact that the consequence of treason is death, friends. And you're seeing your said representatives who are responsible for the illegals being lured into this country. You need look no further than those that are sitting in your Capitol buildings that are responsible for the act of treason. I also want to remind you that if you're looking for justice, you're not going to get it from the federal government or those that are in the upper echelon of government. No, or those that are in the Capitol. You, the American people, need to lawfully bring about the reform that you need. And the only way to do that is to enforce the laws by impeaching and prosecuting. And yes, friends, according to Article 1, Section 6, they can be arrested on the floor for treason. And that's exactly what they're guilty of. So we need to start looking to law enforcement to do their job as well. Okay, so once the American people stand up in their particular states, this is going to go no further than what it is right now. But don't sit back and allow another corrupt politician tell you about how they're going to bring forth justice. If they were going to do that, they would have done it a long time ago. They're not doing it, friends. You're being played like a pawn on a game board, and it's for you to wake up to that fact. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Also, if you'd like to call in, 281-3811. 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you're already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, I'm Trace Banks, a certified integrative health coach in Charlotte, North Carolina. In my work with clients and physicians, patients, I'm often asked profound questions about God's Word. People want to know where they can find deeper biblical teaching, truth, beyond what they're hearing in their own churches. I point them to Bradley Dean's ministry, the sonsoflibertyradio.com show, where he challenges listeners to remain firmly rooted in God's Word while boldly standing for liberty and justice within our government. Monday through Saturday at 2 Central Time, for uncompromising truth that motivates action.
BBSradio.com.
Hey everybody, Alex Newman here, award-winning international journalist with Liberty Sentinel Media. We broke some of the critical stories exposing the COVID hoax, the lies about the injections, and so much more way before it was cool. We exposed the UN, the climate hoax, the U.S. government, and so much more, all from a biblical perspective, with the goal of bringing you all the information you need to keep your family and yourself happy, healthy, and free. Check us out at libertysentinel.org and subscribe for free at libertysentinel.org/subscribe.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Governments, like clocks, go from the motion men give them. Wherefore, governments rather depend upon men than men upon government. Let men be good, and the government cannot be bad. But if men be bad, the government will never be good. William Penn. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Again, if you want to call in, please do. Love to hear from you. 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that there's a lot of this going on around America in a big way today. It is just crazy. I posted a meme the other today about the clowns in the circus of politics, and a lady said, you know what, that's pretty disrespectful. I said, yeah, do yourself a favor and read the law so you can see who's doing the disrespecting, because it's not me. You're disrespecting the those that sacrifice themselves to give us the freedoms that we have because of what you tolerate. It's just truly that simple. More of the same old telling the people what they want to hear, and the opposite happens. And the American people just keep going right along with it. And I'm also talking about those, the silent majority, you know, of the American people. You're responsible for what's going on here. I want to say this as well. When you think about it, your excuses are merely there to add strength to tyranny. Do you understand that? That's what your excuses do. They just embolden your enemy.
And they love to hear people say there's nothing you can do about it. They love to hear people say, you know what, there's nothing we can do about it, nor will anybody do anything about it. No, because they're not including themselves. So those excuses, they're testifying against the people that are offering them, not against the bad guys. Let me say that again. Your excuses don't testify against the crimes that you tolerate. It emboldens them. It adds strength to them for every excuse that the American people offer. My goodness. Again, people, justice guards our liberties. Now, let me move on here because I want to go back because that's a perfect segue into what it is that we're dealing with in this country again. Has anybody ever taken the time to go to the Matrix of Liberty? I remember one time I was out in Liberty Council preaching to some of their law classes out there. And great, great people. They really, truly are cool people out there. Very cool people. And I asked the professors, I said, have you guys gone to the Matrix of Liberty before in Massachusetts? And they had no idea what I was talking about. And what's also interesting to note is you know of, and I'm talking to you, you know of Lady Liberty. And we know that that came from France. And oh, and P.S., here's a post-it note for you. Thomas Jefferson, who said of himself that he was the real sort of Christian, he was asked the question, the difference between American government during the founding era and the European form of government, namely the French, where this gift came from. And he said, the difference is between heaven and hell. Just so you understand that. Now, take that to James Madison. And James Madison was actually, not only was he the fourth president of the United States of America, but he was also the father of our Constitution. He said, the end of our government is judgment. So again, reverting back to you so you understand, Isaiah 51 verse 4, Isaiah 26 verse 9, again, the heart of God, Jeremiah 9:24, is justice and judgment. It's what we won't tolerate, people, that makes us the light of the world. Not what it is that we do tolerate, okay? And when we make reference to God's law, we can always make distinction between that which the Lord accepts and that which he condemns. And the institution of government in which he established in this country, which makes us the greatest country in the world, and that's why the world calls us the light of the world, is because we keep justice and judgment. It's not the other way around. I mean, people, you know, it's cruelty to the innocent when you show mercy to the wicked. Matter of fact, in Proverbs 17:15, the Lord calls it an abomination. But the people, what they think is compassion today, is actually wickedness to accept, right? No matter what people do, no matter how many times they do it, we're supposed to have compassion on them. Who is the compassion aimed at? The one that keeps committing the crime over and over and over again? Or are we being compassionate to the innocent by enforcing the law against those that are committing the crime? You have to think out loud, people, and you need to start thinking biblically and constitutionally here, because it's not the other way around. I just seen a thing recently, folks, in Missouri. We had two cops that were shot down, and I just did a little homework on him really quick. I just wanted to see if he was a repeat criminal, and of course he's a repeat criminal. You have a 74% recidivism rate in this country. That means when criminals get out, they do it again. Why? Because of soft judges. And I want you to know this, Americans. Article 3, Section 1 of the U.S. Constitution says the justices who are supposed to discover and apply the law, condemn the wicked and justify the righteous, Deuteronomy 25, verse 1, it's their job to condemn the criminal. I mean, the act is not a part of the actor, friends. I mean, when a crime is committed, you don't take the weapon that the criminal chose to use and throw it into prison, do you? No, you throw the guy in prison or the woman in prison that chose to commit the crime with the weapon. Again, not the other way around. But people think the other way around because they're listening to their politicians, their favorite politicians who are no different than this uniparty system that are constantly warring against the law. And the Bible, by the way, calls it a mystery of iniquity. Iniquity is lawlessness. And the love of many will wax cold when what? The love of many will wax cold because they're workers of lawlessness. And that's what the people are accustomed to in this country. But when you're born of the Spirit of God, I'll tell you, what you do is you magnify that law against the crime and not the other way around. You don't lower it. It's never been abrogated. It's never been amended, folks. No, we magnify that law by faith. Romans 3:31, read it when you get a moment. But let me go back to this because we're talking about justice.
And we're talking about who we are. But when I go back to the matrix of liberty, I just want to paint this for you. And if you want to, again, check it out on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. And I'm just going to go ahead and paint this picture for you. If you go to Massachusetts, and when you go there, it's just about a block and a half away from the Mayflower replica, the ship. And when you go there, again, you'll kind of walk over about a block and a half from that particular area. And what you'll see is you'll see this octagonal statue. There's five parts to it. And one of them is faith. And what does it say on faith? And by the way, it's 36 feet tall. And what it has here, it's draped. It's a female draped standing with one foot on the Plymouth Rock. That means they conquered Romans 8:37. Okay. And what this octagonal statue in faith is holding, she's holding an open Bible in her left hand while her right hand is uplifted to heaven. Now, the reason I brought up the Statue of Liberty is because I want you to understand that it was between the Matrix of Liberty or the Statue of Liberty. Statue of Liberty won out. But this is the one that was in the running to be placed where the Liberty is. The Statue of Liberty is in New York today. This is the one that you don't get to see, but this is the one that was the option that we had to go up and erect her in the place of where Statue of Liberty is today in New York. But again, she's holding an open Bible in her left hand. With the right hand, it's uplifted to heaven. Okay, the pilgrims, right, which were called the saints, were of the Reformation with Christ as their mediator, 1 Timothy 2:5, and the Bible as their source of wisdom, hence the star of honor on her forehead. Hemet and Billings, the architect, he wrote, she looks downward as if to those she is addressing, seeming to call them to trust in God. Boy, folks, we're not going to get away from who we are, regardless if you want to admit it or not. It matters not. And then on the other side of this octagonal statue, you have morality. And morality is a woman holding a tablet of, are you ready for this, folks? The Ten Commandments. If you're just joining us, we're talking about why our forefathers told us to study the past so we can understand who we are, so we know where we're going. But again, on this statue, a woman holding a tablet of the Ten Commandments in her left hand and the scroll of Revelation in her right. On one side of the throne is the prophet Moses holding the tablet of the law and looking towards heaven. And on the other side is an evangelist writing in a book. Wow. This is what your forefathers established. Another side of this octagonal statue is education. And education is a draped woman pointing to a book in her lap. And the small figures in the niches to the right and left of her chair represent, listen again, just to show you and prove and reaffirm my points that I was making, how it's aimed at their posterity, us, their kids. The left of her chair represents wisdom, Book of Proverbs, and youth. Wisdom and youth. This is what they were doing. This is where they were sowing their seeds, friends. Then we have on the other side of this octagonal, now we're on number, I think, three or four, forgive me if I'm off by one, but it's law, and law is portrayed as a draped male also holding a book. His chair is supported by justice, a woman with scales. Here, I'll show you on social media platforms. Scales. Notice she has a blindfold on, right? Her chair is supported by justice. A woman with scales and a sword to execute the law and mercy. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
It's Emmy-winning investigative journalist, nationally published author, and radio host Shad Olson to tell you what I think about my friend and compatriot, Bradley Dean. In the era of the podcast, big talkers are a dime a dozen, or maybe even cheaper than that. Bradley Dean is a patriot who not just talks the talk, but he walks the walk each and every day.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean, and we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Mary Queen Scots said of that of the prophet John Knox in Scotland, the trumpet blast, that she feared his prayers more than all of the armies of Europe. John Knox said of himself, considering myself called of my God to instruct the ignorant, comfort the sorrowful, confirm the weak, and rebuke the proud, by tongue and lively voice in these corrupt days, rather than to compose books for the age to come, seeing that so much is written and yet so little well observed, I decree to contain myself within the bounds of that vocation whereunto I found myself especially called. What is the purpose of magistrates, our said representatives, in the halls of government? 1 Peter 2:14 tells us, "Or unto governors, as unto them that are sent by him, the Lord, for the punishment of evildoers, and for the praise of them that do well." Our Constitution was made only for a moral and a religious people, Christian. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. Human passions unbridled by morality and religion, Christianity, would break the strongest cords of our Constitution as a whale goes through a net. The second President of the United States of America, Mr. John Adams. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I'm going to go ahead. If you guys want to call in, now's the time to do it. Let's try to stick to the topic. I'm talking about the Matrix of Liberty. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because our forefathers told us to study the past. This Matrix of Liberty just happens to be about a block and a half away from the Mayflower Compact, the replica. And it's right next to about a block and a half away from the Plymouth Rock in Massachusetts. So I'm just going to go ahead and highlight the rest of these two, and then we're going to move on from here and I'll take these phone calls. Then we have on another portion called Liberty, and this is a male as well. Liberty is a helmeted male, M-A-L-E, draped with a lion's skin and cradling a sword in his right hand, holding a broken chain in his left. The figures and niches on the sides on his chair represent peace, a woman holding a horn containing food and drink, and tyranny, a king laid low. That would be the king laid low that our forefathers didn't put up with when they cast him off. I want to make clear, everybody understands this. It wasn't so much a Revolutionary War, friends. That was what it was, if you want to look at it concerning its definition. But our forefathers call it a war of independence. Why? Because they offered the king across the pond that would not be ruled by God, they offered him an olive branch. They were trying to come up with peaceful terms so they didn't have to break with the mother country. he would have none of it. Matter of fact, the more our forefathers did what they did, along with the 3% of the population in the 13 colonies, he just kept ignoring that olive branch. And then what he did is basically told them to bend the knee to him, or else they're all going to be hanged. And he called our forefathers dangerous and ill-designing men, when in fact, that's exactly what he was doing. Our forefathers were called terrorists by the British, friends. Do you guys all know what the word terrorist means, or terrorism? Oxford's original definition is government by intimidation. In other words, our forefathers weren't going to put up with that. So they stood up against that. But they gave him every opportunity to do the right thing before the Lord, but they did it not. So let's be clear about this. When you hear about our forefathers and how they were this, that, and the other thing, remember, friends, we're going to be lied about. We're going to be persecuted for righteousness' sake. We're going to be hated by the world for doing the right thing. It's exactly what they've tried to do with our forefathers. See, they rest on the fact that you're going to go to all these museums and you're not going to read the writings of the forefathers. What you're just going to do is you're just going to gloss over them and say, isn't that so awesome what they did for us? But if I ask those people what they did for them, they couldn't even define it for me. 3/4 of the Declaration of Independence is what our forefathers threw off. And the point that I was making earlier about the judges, friends, and soft judges, you do need to understand it's not just the executive branch. It's not just the legislative or the judicial branch. You have to understand that when you go back to even the judges in this country, they were thrown off by our forefathers as well. Why? Because they weren't ruling according to law. Okay? It's the job of the judge to discover God's law and apply it. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less. Adding nothing to it and taking away nothing from it. Americans, judges can be impeached just as much and just as well as the president. And that includes the corrupt Supreme Court that just at will, they arbitrarily call it law, whatever they say. And here we have the judges throughout the United States of America following administrative law, which undermines the Constitution. In other words, what am I saying? The judges in America will say, well, that's what the Supreme Court said. Well, guess what? They're not the lawgiver. They're supposed to do the same thing that you're supposed to do. And you're supposed to fall in line behind the Supreme Court when they do what the Lord commanded them to do concerning his law. And if they go outside of the scope of authority given to them and they assume authority that wasn't given unto them, you're supposed to impeach them too, friends. There is nobody in civil government, in this system of government, in any sense of the word, that is above the law. Nobody is. Nobody is. So, again, let's return. We're talking about studying the past. So what? The future doesn't repeat itself. So I have in front of me on this octagonal statue, the Matrix of Liberty. It's a helmeted male draped with the lion skin, cradling a sword in his right hand. These are meant to symbolize peace. Listen to the definition of peace. It's like this, friends. Okay? When you see a police officer and you see his car, and I'm talking about the 90% that are good. Let me say that again. The 90% of our law enforcement that are good, not bad. Okay. The way that the media wants you to see that the spin doctors want you to believe the cops are bad. No, nonsense. 90% of them are fantastic. And I'm going to stand with them in doing their job. But I want you to listen to this. When you see on the side of the car, what does it say? It says police to protect and serve. They call them what? Do they call police officers peace officers? What do the law enforcement do? And what do the police do to ensure that we have tranquility, that we have peace within the borders? They enforce the law. Friends, they enforce the law. They don't lower the law and dim the light by which man perceives his own guilt. No! They magnify the law to show everybody in a community what is not tolerated. Therefore, the bad guys and the good guys understand what the definition of peace is and how it's obtained. I'll tell you what, friends, what we're seeing in this country right now, if law enforcement, if they were, and I'm talking about law, if the law's in the books from every category in the judicial system in America, if they enforced the law and showed zero tolerance for the crimes that they commit, I'll tell you what, it would stop in a day. But see, it doesn't make money for the bureaucracy that they've created concerning their incorrection system. And Jesus warned us about that in Mark 7. We left off God's statute as to how to deal with it. Now we've taken on man's, and look what man's has brought. $64 billion a year to that corrupt bureaucracy. In the prison system, I don't know if you know this or not, Americans, but you have the highest incarceration rate in the world. You used to be number one in the fact that we had the lowest. Now we're the highest. Now we're number one on the other end of the spectrum. Isn't that insane? I mean, that's absolutely insane. But you know why that is? Because the prison system is a moneymaker as well. It's slave labor. I wish Americans would wake up. I really do. You know what? And here's the deal. When the Lord said it, that's it. It's like when the prophet spoke, you know what? There was no gainsay because there was no debate. Friends, when you look at God's word and you read his word, there is no debate. There is no negotiating away the pith and marrow, the heart of the law that he gave, because there's a purpose behind it. But when man gets in there, he wants to go ahead and amend, and he wants to go ahead and remove the pith and marrow of its true intent because it works for criminals, and then that way they can make more money. And guess who pays for all of it, Americans? You do. You do. They're profiting from the crimes that they tolerate while endangering you. Oh, and their families. And I'll tell you what, the only way that it seems to bring about an end of the corruption within the halls of government, namely those that sit on the benches, is when something happens to one of their family members. It's a law unto itself, isn't it? Galatians 6, 7, and 9. But if the American people really loved the Lord enough and kept his commandments, we could set the record straight before that has to happen somewhere down the road. So again, I'm looking at this matrix of liberty. These are meant to symbolize peace resting under the protection of liberty, tyranny having been overthrown by the people and the power of the people who are the law. And then finally, on this octagonal statute called the Matrix of Liberty, the engraving below this statute reads, the Pillar of Faith, National Monuments to the Forefathers, erected, here it is right here, erected by a grateful people. You know who's going to see it through when it comes to enforcement of the law against crime, friends? A grateful people. To he who's been forgiven much loves much, but to he who has been forgiven little loveth little. I'll tell you what, you know who loves much by what they won't tolerate. I've said it before and I'll say it again. Those that are not zealous against error, they're not zealous for the truth. They could care less about the truth. And we need to care about the truth, friends, so we can preserve for our up-and-coming generation that's following us, namely our posterity, to learn from our forefathers what it has been established. And that's why we study the past. National monument to the forefathers erected by a grateful people in remembrance of their labor, sacrifices, and suffering for the cause of civil and religious liberty. Isn't that insane? We got Margie calling in from Minnesota. Margie, I'm trying to, there you are. Margie, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you?
Well, Bradley, I'm a hair off topic. Be patient with me. I went through all my old contacts, old and new. I sent them the article on how they're trying to impeach Walz and Ellison. Crickets, nothing.
Yep.
Then I thought, okay, these are gun owners. I'm going to send them the thing about the gun owners. Crickets, nothing. I'm off next week, and I want to build. We have so much traffic here in my town. I want to build a sandwich board and march up and down the street. I'm going to have to disguise myself. Don't laugh, because I don't want to lose my job. But what do you think about that, Bradley? Your billboard inspired me.
Well, I can tell you, I mean, it's you're basically defining what I'm preaching against right now, and that is the modern version of the American, the posterity of our forefathers that, basically taught us the lesson of what not to put up with. Our forefathers are rolling over in their graves right now concerning what their posterity has tolerated. And it's shameful to say least, but really what it comes down to is a lack of gratitude. But this is how it works. Once the foot falls, this is what a defector said from Russia. He said, once the foot falls, then it's too late. the American people, what they're doing is they're inviting this to their front door by not tolerating it. We're seeing this in the state of Minnesota right now. We're seeing this all across the country. So I'll hit a little bit more, but on the other side of this, Margie, I totally appreciate your call. And I thank you for being a part of the answer out there as well. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we'll be right back.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the Internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.com. Martin Luther King Jr. rightly stated that I must admit, America, that I was initially disappointed in being so categorized as an extremist. But as I continued to think about the matter, I gradually gained a bit of satisfaction from being an extremist. Was not Abraham Lincoln an extremist? This nation cannot survive half slave and half free. Was not Thomas Jefferson an extremist? We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. So the question is not whether we will be extremists, but what kind of an extremist we will be. We will be extremists for the preservation of injustice, or will we be extremists for the cause of justice? He goes on and says, history will record that the greatest tragedy of this period of social transition was not the strident clamor of the bad people, but the appalling silence of the good people. James Madison, the father of our Constitution, said, do not separate text from historical background. If you do, you will have perverted and subverted the Constitution, which can only end in a distorted, bastardized form of illegitimate government. He also stated that the future and success of America is not in this Constitution, but in the laws of God upon which this Constitution is founded. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. You know, it's interesting, as I'm looking for Library of Congress, that should be relatively simple to find. But some reason or another, I'm going to try to find this, because I want you to see this. It's on the side, and folks on affiliates, please let me paint the picture for you. It's inscripted on the side of the Library of Congress, nothing short of what we've been talking about, study the past. And I want to go ahead and show you this so you can see for yourself what it looks like, because it was one of those things that stood out like a sore thumb when I was there, and I'm there quite a bit. I absolutely love none other than Washington, D.C. It's like one of my favorite places to go on the whole planet. Flat Earth. You know, for me to say planet, do you know that people will say, Bradley, are you suggesting that we don't have a flat Earth then? I'm not getting caught up into that right now. I'm just trying to get to the information that's pertinent right now, and it is showing the people where it is that they came from. I don't know why, friends, Library of Congress, and I'm looking for it right now, and it's like, am I missing something here? Because when I pulled up the title, it was easy to find. This is insane. It's on the side of the, I'm going to go over here. I'm going to get this for you, friends, because you need to see this. And it is the history of who we are and what it is that our forefathers told us. I'm going to go to Inscripted, Library of Congress, and I'm going to pull it up. And I want you again to see it. Study the past. Tim actually put it up for me. Then he gave me this cool little AI thing, so we use that instead. But yeah, it's interesting. When I go to my other computer, I can find it. Huh. Oh, it says encrypted. Sorry, maybe that's the problem. Here, not going to waste any more time here, folks. And I'm not trying to waste it in the first place. I'm just trying to find it. But again, it's out there. Let me just say that. It's out there because I pulled it up earlier. Now it's not pulling it up. So we're to study the past. Well, let me just go back to the 1950s, speaking of which. And in P.S., if you want to call in, now's the time to do it. Now's the time to do it. 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. We're in the final segment right now. And I'm pulling up. I just randomly threw this out there right now. But the study the past thing, Library of Congress, it should be all over the place. Library of Congress. Yeah. Okay, it is what it is. But let me go back to the 1950s, okay? And what I want to do is I want to give you a quote by none other than Harry Truman, so you know who we are. Again, I during this little segment and series that we've been doing an exposition on, line upon line, precept upon precept, is the fact that we talked about speaking our language. And again, who it is that we are. In saying that, I'm going to give you a quote by none other than President Harry Truman. Okay, listen to what he says. He said, back in the 1950s, the fundamental basis of America, this nation's laws, was given to Moses on the Mount. Exodus 20, Deuteronomy 5, Romans 13. The fundamental basis of our Bill of Rights comes from the teachings we get from Exodus. Wow. St. Matthew. Wow. Isaiah. Wow. In St. Paul, he said, I don't think that we emphasize that enough these days. No, this is what's under attack by communist organizations in America today, which, by the way, refuse to come on the show. We've invited them several times, from the ACLU to separation of whatever they want to call themselves to the SPLC. They won't jump on the radio. No, because I have reference to the law. I have a reference to the law that exposes them for what they're guilty of. That's why they don't come on, Romans 3:20. Now, let me go back to Mr. Truman and finish off what he said. He said, if we don't have, listen to me, Americans, if we do not have a proper fundamental moral background, and I'm not talking about being a bunch of moralists, but we will be moral in Christ because we're quickened by grace, right? Ephesians 2:1. If we don't have a proper fundamental moral background, we will finally end up with a totalitarian system of government. That's what's going on in America today. Folks, when I say that you're under attack today, I'm not bolstering that concerning the crimes that are being leveled at the American people. I'm not at all. Is that what's happening in your country, friends? Are they assailing the American people? Again, in the state of Minnesota, you have a said governor that is under over 60 investigations. He's committed the act of treason. Now up to 19 friends, $19 billion of fraud. And what does he do since he's talked to Donald Trump? He's assailing the people in the state now saying, we're going to get rid of guns. See, what they do is they lose the narrative and then they have to operate by force. And this is where I say the American people, you operate by force lawfully because one's doing it illegally and one's doing it lawfully. By me saying no, I'm operating in a fashion that I'm defying unlawful orders. So when it comes to the Second Amendment, which they don't have any constitutional provision whatsoever to attack, I'm saying no. I don't care what they say, what they do. Folks, how many states have we seen throughout the United States of America where they've created unconstitutional laws, and when the people seen them, how they were being assailed by their said representatives attacking their Second Amendment, nothing's turned in. See, folks, this is where America's at now. You're under attack by a totalitarian system of governments. They're doing things by force now, friends, because they've lost the narrative. I mean, you still have your useful idiots out there. And I'm not talking about the clowns in the circus of politics. I'm not talking about the spin doctors in under the Mockingbird media under the control of the CIA. I'm talking about the majority of the American people are now awake to their nonsense and their criminalities and their lawlessness, but you're always going to have a small group of people, and guess what the media is going to do? They're going to try to highlight those small group of people and try to cast into your mind that everybody's doing it because that's why, folks, they want you to believe that they're talking for you, and they want to belittle your efforts every step of the way. It's time for the people in this country to learn from our forefathers and understand that you're up against a totalitarian system of government, study the past, and defy. And say no. I don't care what you come up with. No. Oh, and P.S., what's going on in the state of Minnesota concerning the fraud? I haven't forgotten. I want my money back. And people in the state, you need to hold this criminal, treasonous, fraudulent criminal and his administration accountable for the fraud. I want my money back. Okay? I'm going to get this on the offense. I'm going to put this in the position that it needs to be in. Okay? And in the process, we're going to prosecute him after he's impeached. And then with that, friends, as I said at the offset of the show today, did you know that on Article 1, Section 6, when they commit the act of treason, did you know that it is for the people to have those said representatives arrested on the floor? That's putting yourself in the position that you need to be in. Here, let me end the show with this. Thomas Jefferson said, when the people fear the government, you have tyranny. This is where it's at today. People are tired of what's going on today. Oh, and by the way, I know the bad guys, what they mean for me to be. That's why they twist the narrative on me constantly. Friends, they mean for you to look at me and say, I'm an insurrectionist, when in fact, just like what we've seen in the state of Minnesota, is them busted over and over. We have a guy named Seaman here. Bruno Seaman, that just highlighted the fact in the state of Minnesota, what you've seen from George Floyd in this last fiasco, it's all paid provocateurs, and there's a network of people that are creating this to put on a show for the world, to put on a show for the rest of the country. And while the people are being entertained by Donald Trump, whose name just happens to be in the Epstein files over 16,000 times, he's telling the people what they want to hear. But let me ask you something. For all of you that get excited about what your politicians are doing to you by telling you what you want and then doing the opposite, where's the justice? Where's it at? There is no justice. And by the fact that there's no justice, should again exhibit and expose the uniparty system that they're both playing and working against the American people. How come Walz is still there? How come Ellison is still there? How come Flanagan is still there? How come Frey is still there? How come Omar is still there? How is it that they're on the offensive again after they talked to Donald Trump? But again, the American people are crying out to government, we need more control. That's exactly why they created the problem in the first place. That's the pill in the jam, people. Out of chaos, they create a new world order. It's for us to study the past and say no more. Americans, it's for us to stand up and say no more of this nonsense lawfully. Lawfully. Love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23 hours. Hey, folks, peace if possible, truth at all costs. On the store, orders go out first thing in the morning. Love you by what we do. See ya.